Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Elected officials have proposed reforms in law enforcement following recent protests. Governor DeWine has proposed licensing police officers, boosting training hours and requirements, and mandating outside investigations for those involved in deaths or causing serious harm. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther has also called for reforms. They're named the Eight Can't Wait, a national campaign for change. Part of those reforms include banning chokeholds, requiring de-escalation, and requiring officers to intervene if they see another officer doing wrong. With me to talk about reforms proposed is the mother of Henry Green, Adrienne Hood. Green was shot and killed by police in Linden 4 years ago. Thanks for your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
What is your reaction to the call for reforms by elected officials?
While I am happy that things are moving, I feel that it is very unfortunate that it took the nation and the world to witness a young man being life being taken at the hands of those who have sworn an oath to protect and to serve.
Do you think they go far enough?
I'm not sure just yet, because we don't know what the details are to any of the reforms that have been presented here in the last few days, the last week. We don't know what the details are of those reforms.
Do you think any of this then will help?
It can help if, like I said, if there is justice behind the things that they are presenting. Like, for instance, the licensing. With that, is this going to be kept in a central location, database-wise, where peace officers are able to be tracked no matter which department that they go to? And I think that with this licensing, there should be some offenses that if they are found to be negligent of in any police department, they cannot go to another police department and then get employed.
What else needs to be done?
De-escalation training. I know that they have been speaking a lot about that. But again, we need to know what the details are of that. We need to have a policy in there, honestly, to have officers be drug tested when they are involved in fatal shootings or shootings at all, or excessive force cases where they have caused serious harm.
You've participated in recent protests in response to the May death of George Floyd by Minneapolis police, and you spoke at a rally of 2,000 women against police violence at City Hall. Do you think the message is getting through with the protests?
I think that it is, especially, you know, definitely across the country, but especially in Columbus, because I think that George Floyd's death has awakened not just the Black community, but it has awakened all other communities as well. So now, you know, there are allies that are coming from all directions now. And, you know, the more that we see, as far as these voices coming from different places, from different, you know, statuses, it has caused Columbus, you know, to take a look.
Now, I know you've met other families who have lost their children at the hands of police. What do they have to say?
We are all very hopeful. All of the, you know, the moms and dads that I have spoken to, you know, at first there's this piece of all of us that's like, what took so long? But at the same time, we are hopeful that, you know, that there will be some sincere changes that take place. Not only in Columbus, but around Ohio.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Adrienne Hood, the mother of Henry Green, who was shot and killed by police in Linden 4 years ago. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.